Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That is freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and to Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this has been an especially fascinating program tonight, sobering as well, very sobering. And I guess my question is, given that all you have covered regarding fascism in America and how we're sliding towards that or halfway in it, I'm wondering, really, how can you still scoff with conviction at those who say that 9/11 was an inside job?
I don't, you know, I just scoff at them for wasting their time with it, really. I mean, I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know if it's the 9/11 people or if it's the government or somebody else somewhere else. It's a non-issue to me. Government's getting bigger, and that's what needs to be opposed. There doesn't need to be any more research done on 9/11. We know that what has happened as a result of 9/11, regardless of whoever was behind it, we know that the government has seized more power as a result of it. It doesn't matter who was the evil person plotting behind the scenes.
Actually, I believe that it does, because I think that if the truth were to come out, that could possibly be one of those things that would get lazy Americans off their butts.
Oh, come on. Rosie O'Donnell, with her, she's come out as in favor of the 9/11 thing. Charlie Sheen's come out in it. They just, you know, nothing happens as a result of it. Americans don't care. And they, you know, Mark, you said that somebody came out recently on the John F. Kennedy case and revealed all for everyone to know.
No one cares. I don't think that it's so much they don't care. I think it's just they just don't believe it's possible. They're like the people you mentioned earlier who have that mentality, that mindset that says it simply can't happen in America. And so they're simply not open to that kind of possibility.
But what these people want, what many of them want, and some of them are small government people, but a lot of them just want to see the Bush administration punished. They just want to see, we should bring them up on charges, and that'll show them. Well, no, all that'll do is just get a few of them brought up on charges, and inevitably they'll be replaced by more big government freaks. That's the problem, is the big government's the problem, not who was behind 9/11.
You're not going to hear me argue with you on that point. I still think that if people were to, you know, be able to point a finger at a boogeyman, because we still don't really have one, that might give some direction to the anger that they used to vent at Osama right after 9/11.
When you say point their finger at a boogeyman, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, if remember the outrage right after 9/11 when, you know, everybody was, let's go get those ragheads and all that.
Or whoever,
yeah.
Right. Well, don't you think that if they thought that maybe it wasn't those people and it was, you know, somebody closer to home, don't you think that would rekindle some of that furor that we saw earlier?
It seems to me that all that has happened as a result of the 9/11 so-called truthers getting out there and spreading their message is that people are just raising their voices and calling for people to be brought up on charges. They have not made the connection that government is the issue, because that's not what the truthers are pushing. The truthers aren't out there pushing government as the problem. They're saying that this particular government, these particular individuals, they're the evil ones, so let's replace them with someone who's good, and that way we can have good government, and that's not the solution.
Yeah, well, I think if what you described could be neatly packaged and put out there,
here's the other problem with what you want. I
think that it takes people's eye off the ball. The ball being smaller government. I think that if you can get this 9/11 truth thing run through and you get a few politicians brought up on charges, George Bush goes to jail, maybe even gets the needle. I think what you're going to get is Democrats in power who then have the power that George Bush has gotten as a result of 9/11 and the 6 years after, and I don't see any of that stuff getting turned around.
Plus, you're talking about a two-part convincing job. You're talking about, A, convincing people of something that is very questionable. A lot of the so-called evidence that the truthers have are very easily debunked. See loosechangeguide.com for examples. You're trying to convince people of your version of whatever it was that happened on 9/11. Then you want to convince them that government is a problem. Why bother going through the first step? Why not just show them concrete examples of how government policies hurt those that they're intended to help, of how government is dangerous, how government is violent, how government doesn't improve situations, how government never meets its original goals, how government costs 10 times more than they originally claimed that it will. All of these are concrete. All of these you can even use in many cases the government's own studies to show how miserable and defunct and terrible they are. We don't have to go through theories. We don't have to go and argue with people over these things. They're irrefutable. But with the 9/11 thing, there are plenty of refutations to be made.
Even irrefutable things are somehow just not comprehended by a lot of people.
That's not true. Most of the people aren't listening to the message. Most of the people aren't listening to Free Talk Live.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. When people tune into Free Talk Live for the first time, a lot of them are shocked to the core. They keep listening, and then they very slowly come around to the realization that, hey, you know what? I sort of think this way, too. And I've never really heard of anyone else saying these things out loud before. And we've had the ability on this show to convert avowed socialists and neocons over to our viewpoint. Well, and that's pretty darn powerful, and we didn't do it with any theories. We did it with real facts, and we aren't, you know, battling against another faction that's out there trying to disprove us. We've got truth on our side because freedom really is something that is a saleable product. Selling this 9/11 truth package isn't, because you've got people that are at least friendly to you, at least allowing you on the radio show. You call any other radio show, you're not even going to get on the air, Eric. You've got people that are at least friendly to you that are telling you, Eric, this is not working. We are not interested in this as libertarians, as Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. We're not interested in this particular viewpoint. So you can damn well bet a good chunk of America is going to just write you off. And it's a waste of your time.
Appreciate your clarifying. I was a little confused as to where you stood before, and I think you answered my question very well. And I'll let you get on with the program and let some other people on. So
well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that, and thank you for the call. You know, you could spend all the time in the world looking into these things. We had that lizard guy call in last night, the guy that believes that, and there are people like him out there, the guy that believes that that there are lizard men that are actually masquerading as real people. And these are some of the people that are in the camp of the 9/11 truth camp.
Well, was David Icke?
Yes.
Okay, Icke.
He's a crackpot. I-C-K-E.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't seen that same stuff. What I was talking to I brought out the Lizard Man's story last night.
Right.
And, you know, what I was trying to do was point out that somewhere along the continuum, everybody's, you know, it runs to zero. You stop believing some of the story, some mm-hmm. of the conspiracy theory, be it whether you think that the government was involved, whether you think that you know, the government is controlled, like George Bush and all the people who've been in the government, largely been in the government, are controlled by a bunch of rich bankers. If you think you know the name of those rich bankers, and it's Bilderberger, it's Rothschild. Mm-hmm. If you think that actually those Bilderberger and Rothschilds are worshiping a giant 40-foot statue of Baal somewhere in Canada, you know, you can believe any of this. If you think that those people that are doing the worshiping are actually lizard men from Mars, somewhere that you drop off of the conspiracy map. I drop off before the caller, Troy. Is that what his name is?
Eric.
Eric, excuse me. I drop off before the caller, Eric, does, but, you know, I
like how you point out that the conspiracy crew, a lot of them have this mentality of, I know something you don't know. You know, like they've got this exclusive information that they've gleaned through their hours and hours of research, and, you know, that they somehow should be patted on the back for sitting around and reading crackpot internet websites as though that they're doing anything of any sort of value. Mm-hmm. And they're not. It may be intriguing, and it may be interesting, and it may be a fun way to spend a few hours every night and looking into, look, the Masons in Washington, D.C. put up their symbols in the Washington structure. And you know what? Maybe they did.
I'm sure it's clear they did.
Maybe they did. So effing what? So it's proof that Masons are people that are in the halls of power. It doesn't matter. What matters is government is big and getting bigger.
Inefficient, dangerous.
And more oppressive over time. Those are facts, and those are things that we need to communicate to others. Not Masonic symbolism and all this silliness. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll-free lines for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. And I'll tell you, SACL's a really great sponsor of the show.
They really are.
If you have collection problems, if your company has collection problems and you can give a reference, please, try SACL. I think you'll be very happy.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David. David in Montana.
Hey, I'd like to touch on two things, the fascism and the codex.
Certainly.
But first, I think you're trying to tell that guy that Uncle Sam forgot that his brother Freedom gave him his power, and Uncle Sam is forsaking Freedom for this measly terror that they're hiding behind, because everybody knows that a perpetual war is good for the economy and the stock market and the merchants of death.
But that's not
crime,
true.
The contractors and the mercenaries they got over there.
But that's not true. It's a common myth. War is not good for the economy.
War on terror. You'll be at war against terror forever.
It's only good
because
for government power.
As long as human beings exist, there'll be terror.
It's true. Now that much is true. But this is a common myth, David, and that is that war is good for the economy.
I'm being very sarcastic. I'm being very sarcastic.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure.
We went through this in World War One. They called them the merchants of death. They sell weapons to both sides. Mm. But anyway, the fascism is something you could see and you could fight against. Our government is corrupt and deceiving. Because what the revelation of Tillman and Lynch, the government and the media is in cahoots with each other, dragging us down this perpetual war forever and ever against terror. We'll be in all these places for the next 50 years, like mm-hmm. South Korea and everything else. But what you're talking about is the answer, though. Less government. Because if a libertarian thought was in power, it would take care of itself. This stuff wouldn't be happening because we'd be getting
Absolutely.
Along with other people.
We'd pull the troops home from around the world.
In peace and using the free market and what people have to offer and not people trying to make monopolies. And that's what we're up against, the
yep.
merchants of death. Look it up.
That's what people need to talk about, is the free market and how less government
is the
solution.
The free market is taken over by big oil money. Big oil money is the insurance companies. Now I could go talk to the Codex thing.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to be able to access the miracle of the altar of medicine unless you pay your tribute to the Church of Insurance. And then the priests of the pharma will give their miracles to you. You'll have your miracle of the stem cells to grow your hearts through only them. And if you pay your money every month, they don't want you to be able to have echinacea or golden seal or cayenne or maybe even an apple that's growing by a regular apple seed because of the GMOs and everything else, man. So we gotta stand against this. You know, it's crazy what's happening.
Well, what's even crazier, Dave, is that the government is looking to take over the insurance business. If you think it's bad now,
they want us all believing in their new religion, man. It's their religion, and we don't. They have the right to practice their religion, but not put it on us.
You know, it's to the point where I don't know what is the right answer. And David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I don't know what the right answer is for any given health problem, because I don't trust the medical establishment, and I don't necessarily trust the alternative providers either.
But the thing about the alternative providers is, how often do you hear about people dying from alternative medication?
I guess you don't hear
it almost
about it at all.
Never happens, because what you're talking about is mostly food. Echinacea is a flower. You know, people
right.
aren't dying from echinacea. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't prevent you from getting the flu or cold.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You've spent $5, $10 on a little bit of stuff to prevent you from getting a cold.
Yeah.
I mean, the flu shots that I got from the government, they made me the sickest I've ever been with the flu.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I'd rather take my chances with alternative medication.
Yeah.
And Wayne said last night during the break, if he got cancer, there's no way he'd go to the hospital for treatment.
Yeah, well, you know, I had this finger problem for months where my fingers were getting sort of bloated and a little bit painful, and I had to go to a couple conventions. I couldn't shake people's hands. It was awful. And I didn't want... Julia kept saying I should probably go to the doctor because it would get a little bit worse, and for a while it was just getting worse. And then it got a little better and got worse again. And it got a little better and got worse again. And I thought, you know, it has shown that it can get better. And a lot of health problems really are mental. I'm not saying they all are, but a lot of them are mental. And, you know, I started thinking more positively about it and said, you know, some people can beat cancer. There's no reason why I can't beat this silly little hand problem.
Mm-hmm.
So just it has slowly just gotten better on its own. Now, if I'd gone to a doctor, the doctor would have said, oh, well, that's rheumatoid arthritis. You're going to have to start taking this prescription medication, and that's going to cost you X amount of dollars, and thank you very much for your visit today. You know,
and you probably would be on it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or something like that. And then I'd be paying through the nose, and I'd have gotten better anyway. And I would have thought it would have been the medicine at that point, but
right.
In fact, I would have gotten better anyway.
You put in place some practices in your life that, and besides the positive thinking, that
I've got the voice recognition software.
Right. So now you're typing less.
Right.
You've it's gotten warmer. It could have been the cold. It could have been a lot of different things. It's hard to say. You took a couple of alternative therapies that Wayne suggested. It's difficult to say. I wouldn't think that you took enough of them to, make any real difference. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But my point being, if I'd gone to the doctor, I've been throwing my money down a rat hole. So there. 800-259-9231 to George in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I just looked up in the Metro section of today's Washington Post and noticed that a lawyer is suing a dry cleaners for missing his losing his pants $65 million.
What?
$65 million for losing his pants?
Yeah.
What do you have in the pockets?
Nothing. Apparently, it just apparently belonged to a suit. He's pretty much saying like for like mental anguish.
Uh-huh.
representing himself. And stuff like that. It is so funny. He wants $15,000 a week just so he can rent a car every weekend for the next 10 years because he don't own a car himself, among other things.
I think that one's going to get tossed out. I don't know if you have more, but hang on. 800-259-9231. That one's going to... if the judge lets that stand as a trial...
Well, I mean, I suppose that somebody would decide... that it was a bad... That's too much money. And
here's $120. Take it and leave. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The FCC making moves to restrict television violence. The latest on that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's available to you for free at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I believe George is still there with us.
Hey,
George.
Guys.
You're back on Free Talk Live. So did you have more? You were telling us about a story where someone is suing his dry cleaners for millions of dollars because they botched up a...
Yeah, $65 million. His name's like Roy Pearson. He's like a lawyer and a judge. Hmm. And he says, according to the paper, and I quote, he says he deserves millions for the damage he suffered by not getting his pants back, for litigation costs, for mental suffering, inconvenience, and discomfort, and for the value of time he has spent on a lawsuit, for leasing a car every week for 10 years, and for a replacement suit, you know, for... And
what the hell does his suit have to do with leasing a car for 10 years?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but that's exactly what it's saying here on the Post.
You know, that's the problem, is there's... The way the society is so over litigated at this point, people just take this sort of position of, all right, let's throw as much crap up against this wall and see what sticks. That seems to be what's going on here, and that's just generally what goes on with litigation. People just throw suits against companies and individuals, and they see if the judges take them. And if the judge takes them, then they might win.
He's going for this because it says the store says satisfaction guaranteed and same day service.
Okay.
Stuff like that. That's his basis for the suit. It's like I wasn't satisfied and I did not get my same day service. I'm suing here too.
Absolutely absurd.
Well, just because it guarantees it doesn't mean you're going to get $64 million.
No, I don't think that's very likely. But what you're pointing out is just one example of how insane the court system is in this country today. It should work differently.
Why he's asking for $65 million specifically. He says, according to the district's consumer protection law, provides for damages of $1,500 per violation per day. Pearson started multiplying 12 violations over 1,200 days times three defendants, and a pant leg here, a pant leg there, and seeing you talking $65 million.
Absolutely nuts. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The problem is the way the system works, and that is that we just don't have loser pays in America. And loser pays is where if you have a case and you want to file suit against somebody or a company or whatever, then you better have a case. Because if you don't have a case, or if you're filing a frivolous lawsuit, then the judge is going to do more. It can do more than just say no to the case. They can actually, you know, slap you and say, okay, you wanted to bring this to us. Well, you're going to have to pay full court costs. You're going to have to pay for all the time that, you know, we've spent even considering your silly little case. And if these individuals, and if cases are accepted and the person loses, the person who originally brought the case loses,
right,
they should have to pay for all of the costs of the court and right, all the costs of whoever it was that was called in to spend their time and money defending themselves against the frivolous lawsuit. Why it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, why should you have to pay to defend yourself when you haven't done anything wrong? Once the case proves that you haven't done anything wrong, you shouldn't be out the money that it took to defend yourself.
And the time. Because it's time is money. And it just doesn't work that way. And if it did work that way, that would be a major dissuasion. People would not be as filing as many lawsuits because you really have to have something worth suing over. If you were just making something up or trying to file a frivolous suit, you would be slapped with all of the costs. And so you'd be a little bit more careful about who you sued and why. Loser pays. It's what it's called. And it's a great idea. 800-259-9231 would be the toll-free number. The FCC, we mentioned, I think it was just last week, that there were rumors floating around that the FCC was looking into regulating violence on television.
Looking that way.
In fact, maybe even regulating cable television. And here's the latest. From the New York Times, concerned about an increase in violence on television, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, Wednesday urged lawmakers to consider regulations that would restrict violent programs to late evening when most children would not be watching. As always, in the name of the children.
And they're not doing that now?
No, I guess not.
I think they are.
What do you mean?
I think that that's what's happening on television. The violent programs are being restricted to late night, but they just want to put the rule in place so that to deflex their muscles.
Well, the commission, in a long-awaited report, concluded that the program rating system and technology intended to help parents block offensive programs like the V-chip, which, by the way, the V-chip was a government-mandated technology. The government in the Clinton administration mandated V-chips to be installed in every television set sold in America for the purposes of allegedly giving parents more control over what their kids watch. Now, here's the FCC saying the V-chips failed to protect children from being regularly exposed to violence. As a result, the commission has recommended that Congress move to limit violence on entertainment programs by giving the agency the authority to define such content and restrict it to late evening television. It also suggested that Congress adopt legislation that would give consumers the option to buy cable channels a la carte, individually or in smaller bundles, so that they would be able to reject channels they didn't want. Now, personally, I find the a la carte purchasing option a good idea, but I don't think it should be mandated. However, by that same token, cable companies have monopoly agreements with their local governments, and if there were more competition, then those things would be offered.
Right, they would be if there was competition, but they already have a sweetheart deal with the government, so they don't have to. So you get
so
the government
there needs to be a law.
Once again, the government gets involved where the government has created a problem.
Clearly, steps should be taken to protect children from excessively violent programming, said the agency's chairman Kevin Martin and longtime proponent of a la carte programming, saying, quote, some might say such action is long overdue. I'm sure some would say that. And some would say, keep your hands off of my television programming. I can handle on my own what I consume and what my children are able to consume. Thanks very much.
Right.
Here he goes again. Parents need more tools to protect children from excessively violent programming.
Parents have all the tools they need.
Yeah.
They have the remote, and it has a red button on it. That button turns the television off. And it has little up and down buttons. They change the channels. For parents, for this guy to say that parents need more tools just reinforces that everybody's a victim. Parents are being abused by the television stations. No, they're not. Parents aren't taking responsibility for what their children watch.
The commission report, which was requested by Congress 3 years ago, was sharply criticized by civil liberties advocates and by the cable television industry for proposing steps that both said to be too intrusive. The director of the ACLU in D.C. said, quote, these FCC recommendations are political pandering. The government should not replace parents as decision makers in America's living rooms. There are some things that the government does well. I'm not sure what those are. Oh, maybe killing people and blowing things up. It's pretty good at that. But deciding what is aired and what and when on television is not one of them. She added that government should not parent the parents. A spokesperson at the National Television and National Cable and Telecommunications Association, Brian Dietz, said consumers are, quote, the best judge of which content is appropriate for their household. Well, now what this is going to do, if and when, I think more likely, when this legislation is passed, will give other consumers the ability to judge what is and what is not appropriate for your children. That's what's going to happen, is the Parents Television Council, or the Parents Television Association, or whatever they're called, the busybody group that sends 99% of the complaints the FCC receives,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be the ones that are going to be determining what your kids can watch.
Isn't an exaggeration.
No,
either.
It's not.
No. They in fact, do send 99%.
Quote, simple-sounding solutions such as a la carte regulation of cable TV packages are misguided and would endanger cable's high-quality, family-friendly programming, leaving parents and children with fewer viewing options, mm-hmm. he said. Executives at the major networks said that they wanted to study the report before commenting. A few more details on this and your calls about whatever's on your mind. Maybe if we get a chance, we'll talk about Montana and their rejection of Real ID or whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. Even your show, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, that's enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. We give them away, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. Although we do ask that you voluntarily support us by buying some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got 40 categories of products, everything from their brand-new grocery store to their huge selection of books and more. Anything you order through amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. So head on over there now, amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, we haven't really been pushing voting too hard this month, Mark, and we're number two, even though we haven't really been pushing it.
We're sticking around.
So that's good to know. We still need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com, and we still need your digs at dig.freetalklive.com. But we need to go back to the story about the FCC, because, well, there's a report that they've come out with that they've been working on apparently for 3 years, which, by the way, is one of the things that we have on our side as people fighting for liberty, is that the government moves really, really slow.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the report's come out now, and the FCC has recommended that Congress give them more power. Can you believe this? A government bureaucracy recommending that more power would be good for them? In this case, the FCC wants the power to control violence on television. Now, they've already got the power to control so-called indecency and obscenity on television, but now they want to be able to regulate and control violent content. And, of course, they're using the excuse of, well, it's for the children.
Of course.
Because parents aren't, they say that the V-chip has been a failure. In fact, a spokesperson from the National Association of Broadcasters said that broadcast television was, quote, far more tame than programming found on pay TV in terms of both sex and violence, noting that the association, along with all the networks and major cable groups, is in the middle of a $300 million marketing effort to help educate parents about the V-chip and other technology to block programs. He said, shouldn't this be given a chance to work? Listen to how weak he is, the National Association of Broadcasters. They're not just saying, they're not taking the position that this is an awful intrusion on individual liberty and the ability for parents to decide on their own what programming they and their children should consume. He's just saying, shouldn't we let this effort try? Shouldn't we try what we're doing here with this outreach effort first?
Try a little more control.
Yeah, just wait for a little while before you introduce this. Let us try to get parents to use the V-chip. The report and accompanying recommendation set the stage for a political battle between the commission and three powerful interest groups, the broadcasters, cable TV industry, and satellite television. It comes on the heels of efforts by the agency to penalize radio and television stations for violating the indecency rule, which have been challenged in courts on the grounds they violate the First Amendment.
The outcome of the cases, which could wind up in the U.S. Supreme Court, could determine whether the government would have the authority to impose limits on violent programs. What do you think the Supreme Court's going to say? I bet they'll rule in favor of the FCC, but only time will tell on that one. In the meantime, the report said that research on whether violent programming had caused children to act more aggressively was inconclusive. So the FCC admits that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it also cited studies, included one by the Surgeon General. Boy, that's reliable. The government's own study that say exposure to violent content has been associated with increased aggression or violent behavior in children.
Just associated.
At least in the short term.
Someone has associated it with.
And it's the Surgeon General.
Well, I would say in the short term, that makes some sense to me. Were you ever young and watched a Bruce Lee movie and then you and your friends went around trying to karate chop each other?
Yeah, okay, sure.
I think that that is accurate. But I think that kids sort of learn from those lessons that, you know, that kind of violence hurts.
Hurts.
Yeah. And it's bad.
It said that the V-chip, and I love this, by the way. It said that the V-chip and other blocking technology has failed because, according to recent studies, nearly 9 out of 10 parents do not use them. And the rating system was of limited use, said the study, because less than half of parents surveyed had used it. So, because parents find your stupid government-mandated technology to be absolutely useless, and they've got their own ways of determining programming, that means that your system has failed and therefore you need more control. Because parents are making their own decisions and doing what they want and allowing their children to watch the programming that they deem appropriate without using your silly little V-chip means that you get more control. It's amazing to me. In addition, many also believe the ratings were inaccurate. Mr. Martin and other supporters of a la carte programming say it would be easier to put in place than content-based regulations because it wouldn't face the same First Amendment challenges. He says, there is no First Amendment right to get paid for your channels. All of the versions of a la carte would keep government out of regulating content directly while enabling consumers, including parents, to receive the programming they want and believe to be appropriate for their families. The groups supporting such an approach range from the Consumers Union to the Parents Television Council, an organization that's lobbied for more stringent penalties for obscene and violent programs. But such a proposal faces formidable obstacles in Congress because of the influence of the industries involved. The cable industry, for instance, has fought hard against new regulations and has said that attempts to force a la carte programs would prompt the closing of many educational and local stations. The broadcasters say it could be difficult to formulate a definition of violence and that tougher regulations could wind up censoring otherwise legitimate programs. But FCC's Commissioner Martin rejected that argument, noting that the industry has already formulated ratings to describe the level of violence in programs, and therefore government-imposed limits on when programs could run would be constitutional. Huh? You know, I just love how the bureaucrats love to just throw around the word constitutional, like they actually have any concept of what is and what is not constitutional.
Right.
Oh, so because the television industry has voluntarily created a rating system for themselves, therefore, regulating them based on those ratings is constitutional. Where in the Constitution is all of this acceptable?
Right. Where did? Tell me what article that's in.
Where's the constitutional validity for the FCC itself?
There isn't one.
Yeah, exactly. A leading sponsor of efforts to force cable companies has been Senator John McCain, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. You know, this is going to be something that both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to be able to get behind. This will be a bipartisan effort
that's
to help
the kind
protect
of thing
children.
Like.
Right, because the Democrats are out there talking about how violence needs to be taken out of video games. And, of course, the Parents Television Council is a conservative-leaning group. I mean, this is a no-brainer for government. Government's going to save the children by regulating violence off of the airwaves. Amazing, isn't it?
You know, everything seems fine. I don't think television's turning kids into a raving, axe-murdering maniacs.
I don't think so either.
And I don't see why we need this. All this is going to be is more control over television.
And that's exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they love control. Let's go to the phones and talk to Max in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Max.
And that's to all the cowboys and Indians out there that we used to play when we were kids.
Yes, sir.
okay, a couple of things. One, this V-chip or the basically further censorship that they want to do. Well, that's just, I don't know. I don't know where to start on that and where to finish on that. I need a long time to have a go at them on this, but it's just absolute nonsense. You've got your own built-in moral code. Everyone has, every human being. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, turn it off. If you don't like your kids seeing it, if they see it at your place, fine. If they don't, they'll go and see it at their friend's house.
But these bureaucrats are saying, Max, they're saying that, Max, your moral code is wrong. And that our moral code is right, and we're going to force it on you. You aren't doing enough to restrict your children from watching violent programming, and we believe that you should be. Your children should not have access to these things because we know what's best.
Oh,
that's what they're saying.
As though they're not going to have access to YouTube.
Sorry?
Max? Max?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you were talking, but Mark talked over you, so go ahead. All right,
okay.
Max, go ahead.
No,
do it now. We're going to let you go.
I was going to say that, with the situation, obviously, that they if they know best, and they're the higher authorities, they're obviously gods, and then they can they obviously own you. They own all of us. Yeah?
That is absolutely the unspoken presumption behind all of these regulatory efforts. And Max, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
There are moms and dads. They decide. They're the big nanny government, and they make the decisions as to what you and your family can do.
Let's talk to White in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. Well, you know, bureaucrats are always talking about how ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's time to turn that back around on them. Ignorance of the Constitution, there's no excuse.
Yeah,
you know, unfortunately,
nice
the Constitution didn't come with punishments for bureaucrats that break or disobey it.
Well, but the Founding Fathers had pretty good... pretty good ideas about that, you know, Thomas Jefferson saying, you know, that we ought to have a revolution every 20 years and, you know, that the government, that when the government is afraid of the people, we have freedom, though when the people are afraid of the government, it's fascist, or it's not fascist.
It's tyranny.
It's tyranny, right.
Yep, you've got it right, White, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You know, absolutely that is the case. It wasn't the Constitution's fault per se. I mean, yes, some punishments would have been nice for these government bureaucrats acting out, but it really comes down to the people. It really comes down to the American people just not paying attention to what the government does, and as a result of that, they have gotten out of control. And now it's just getting worse as the American people continue to sit back and not pay attention. Ugh. It's frustrating. It's been Ian here with you.
All right, and Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.